A dancer, an actor, and a drummer are joining forces at Mass MoCA in North Adams, Massachusetts to present a work in progress this weekend. On Wednesday, Mass MoCA offered reporters a first glimpse of Fishing, a new collaboration between John Hamm, Danielle Agami, and Glenn Cochi. In the dark of the museum's Hunter Center, the performers flexed their respective crafts on a stage arranged with only a handful of minimalistic geometric pieces by set designer Amir Rave. Hamm, the Emmy Award-winning actor best known for Mad Men, sat at the edge of the stage to deliver a monologue about the ripples made by a chance encounter with a stranger, penned by writer Nadav Heyman. Cochi, drummer of the Chicago-based rock band Wilco, played heavy, muted rhythms on his kit and samples of the melodic plunks of a kalimba. Agami, an Israeli choreographer who serves as the artistic and executive director of her LA-based 8-9 dance company, twisted and flowed and reacted to Hamm's words and Cochi's beats. Hamm says the idea for the collaboration percolated almost 3 years ago, after his path crossed repeatedly with Agami in Los Angeles.
And then every time she said what she was doing, I was like, well, that sounds really cool. Like, what you're doing sounds fun and interesting and cool. And I like fun and interesting and cool. And maybe we should find something fun and interesting and cool to do together. That would be fun and interesting and cool. And so that was then the sort of object, was to find that thing or to create that thing.
Cochi was both a friend of Hamm's and already a collaborator of Agami's, having scored another piece of hers titled Calling Glenn, first performed in 2017. Hamm says the trio entered the project with little more than an idea of what it would become.
You're a dancer, he's a musician, I'm an actor, so let's combine these three things and see what the mixture creates. I mean, it was literally that organic and weird and non-specific. And what we've come up with, I think, is something unique.
Also directing the show, Agami says she oversaw the process of wedding the text by Heyman to her vision of the trio's collaboration, which she describes as, quote, an ongoing conversation.
It was my fantasy to have John collaborate with a movement, and when I say collaborate, it doesn't mean he has to dance. It means I thought putting dance near him could be really interesting, and then to have Glenn support and create the backdrop of this meeting between words and movement.
Agami says that while 80% of her movements are planned, the rest is left to improvisation and reaction. Cochi says he's composed new works for the show, using a software called Sensory Percussion to trigger samples from his drum kit for large portions of Fishing.
So I'm trying to keep it more on the drum set for this and less, because in Danielle and I's previous collaboration with 8-9 Dance, I was doing a lot of melodic percussion as well. So this is more beat driven.
Hamm says he has around 16 pieces of Heyman's text to deliver over the course of the show.
The challenge is to tell the story. What's the story? What's the story within the monologue? What's the story overarching? And hopefully bring everybody along on that journey.
As far as artistic precedents, the trio said there were few examples of the kind of collaboration Fishing represents. Only Hamm found a specific reference point for the show, the work of the late monologuist Spalding Gray.
It kind of feels like that. Like it's very presentational in many ways. But also in the way that those shows were so, I think, emotionally affecting. You know, that he was telling a story, and this, you got swept along in the story.
Fishing is part of Mass MoCA's residency program, with the museum serving as the host to Wilco's biennial music festival, Solid Sound. Cochi already knew what it could offer.
And so I, love this place, and always get deeply inspired when I'm here, but when we were thinking about places to workshop, this came up because I know, I think Mike and my band did a workshop last year too. It was like, oh yeah, that could be great because easy people to work with, a lot of resources.
I'm learning that it's essential to concentrate and not have LA or New York around you.
Again, Agami. It's only the trio's second full meeting to work on Fishing, and the first since September 2018.
So it's actually great to be here for a week. Not only how amazing the crew and the, you know, production is around us, that is a treat, but also because John is really busy and Glenn is very busy and has two kids. And I am very busy, and here we are busy with this. And it's really nice, and it's a privilege to do only this.
Two work-in-progress showings of Fishing, the first public offerings, are at the Hunter Center at Mass MoCA Saturday and Sunday. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.